The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
When we think of an alcoholic, we usually think of someone perhaps well into their adult years. But what is it like to be young and an alcoholic in Ireland? Well, I'm joined now by two people going through that. John is with us and also Sarah. You're both very welcome. John, I'm going to start with you. You're very welcome to the programme. So your story is really interesting. You're still in your 20s, isn't that right?
That's right.
So how long have you been sober?
I have been sober for about, I'll be 2 years sober in June. So about 20 months at this point.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I have to say it's a great way of life. And I never would have thought that in the past while I was still actively drinking. Like if someone told me you can have a good life as a sober person, I really fully would have thought like, that is not true. Mm-hmm. Like, that is a lie. And so anyone who says they're happy and sober is a liar. And that's what I thought. But here I am now, and I'm generally pretty happy, not all the time, but, you know, and so I've realized that it can happen.
So you started drinking around the age of 16, is that right?
That's right, yeah. Kind of the, you know, the classic bush drinking kind of that a lot of people start off with. And I thought I was late to the game at 16. A lot of people in my peer group had started even earlier, but it was just that for a couple of years, and then college drinking. And then, you know, as the years went on, a lot of people I knew started slowing down and kind of taking a step back, whereas I was only kind of accelerating things and hopping from friend group to friend group, and the intensity going up the whole time.
When you were saying you were hopping from friend group to friend group, were you trying to find the people who were willing to drink with you with the intensity that you wanted to drink at that pace?
Exactly, yeah. Especially if there was someone in the group who would drink a bit more than me or was a bit more crazy than me, I'd always see that as a kind of a indication that, okay, well, I'm not that bad because this person over there is obviously worse. So, so I'd always be trying to just be with a group where it didn't feel like I had a problem.
Mm-hmm. And was it always drinking with other people, or were you drinking on your own?
It was for a long time drinking with other people. And that was kind of, for me, that was a way I was kind of hiding from the problem, because I was with other people. I could have all these excuses like, oh yeah, sure, I'm just going out with the lads and, you know, everyone's doing it. But at some point I moved abroad and I had very little friends, and that was when I started drinking alone more often, and the problem really became apparent then. Like, I had known I had a problem, but when the kind of alone drinking began, like, that was when things kind of really took a turn.
Yeah. And were you able to still work? You know, were you able to, they call it a functioning alcoholic, right? Where you can hold down a job but still do what you were doing and have the destructive relationship with alcohol. Is that how you were operating?
Pretty much, yeah. Like, I wasn't drinking every single day. My drinking kind of tended to revolve around the weekends, but that began to spread out into the other days of the week. But I was really just about holding on to jobs, like, just about. And, you know, it would often happen that I'd, you know, not show up on a Monday morning and have a whole load of missed calls from managers and supervisors. And it, like, you know, and there was other instances of, you know, just not showing up for a job and quitting and never telling them. And, you know, I was completely kind of, I had no sort of want to work, but it was necessary.
And was there the rock bottom that we hear about, or was it a gradual acknowledgement that you couldn't continue the way you were going?
It was a rock bottom, and there were many rock bottoms throughout my drinking. you know, from an early age, from the age, I'd say, of 18, they started happening, you know, just big catastrophes where I'd hurt myself emotionally or hurt others emotionally, or, you know, just cause suffering. And there was a number of them, and they'd happen over the years, and the pain of each rock bottom would get more and more. And eventually it just got to a head when I was abroad. I was alone. I had started then progressing on to drugs and harder drugs. And, you know, I did reach a point where I was about to lose a relationship, and it wasn't the first time it was happening. And I just woke up after a particularly kind of bad bender, and I really had this deep, deep kind of, I would say, fear and terror inside of me that led me to this sense of, like, I cannot do this again. I really need to find a way to make a change, because this is not sustainable.
Mm-hmm. And was that when you went to your first meeting?
That was when I went to my first meeting. Yeah, it was, you know, initially I thought, if I go to a few AA meetings, I'll be able to get some tips, learn how to drink properly, and then I can be on my way again. But I realized very quickly that that's not really how it works.
Yeah.
And I began to get to know about, you know, what alcoholism really is.
Were you terrified walking in for the first time?
Absolutely, yeah. Like, it's not an easy thing to do, because, you know, you don't know who you're going to see. You know, this was when I was in Germany. I was abroad, and it was just a completely, like, it felt wrong, you know, and it didn't feel in any way exciting. Like, no one wants to go into an AA meeting. Like, you know, there's nobody that walks in with a pep in their step for the first time. But, you know, when I did go in, and the kindness and the welcome and the friendliness that I got from the very beginning from the other people in those rooms was amazing. And, you know, that was the initial kind of, like, wow thing for me, that these people were so considerate and wanting to help me.
Well, John, stay with us, because I want to bring Sarah in at this point. And Sarah, I know a big part of your recovery has been this event that's happening now over the next few days, the All-Ireland Convention of Young People in Alcoholics Anonymous. But listening to John there, did you hear echoes of your own story in what he was telling us?
Yeah. No, John always conveys it really well. It's not being able to stop, and the isolation.
And how is your life now?
My life has completely changed. I was able to find these IREPA, the Young People Convention of Ireland, and find other young people who are getting sober and are interested in bettering their lives.
Mm-hmm. And you yourself, you're 4 years sober almost, is that right?
Yeah.
So tell me about your decision then to go down this road where Alcoholics Anonymous was the only option you felt at that time.
I suppose I would have been like John, drinking quite young, and it just skyrocketed out of nowhere. And then you hit this point in your drinking where you can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stop and you can't not. And you're just in a crossroad, and I didn't know where to go. I was losing friends. I had lost jobs. I'd lost family members. I'd lost everything that was important. And it's like the trap doors, you know. You think you've hit one rock bottom, and there's another one and another one. And another one. And at some point you have to say, I can't do this anymore. You know, it's like an elevator. You can get off whenever you want.
And what was that experience of getting off like? And do you feel that as a young person, it is harder to do that or easier?
I suppose when I stopped drinking, and I was also 18 at the point, so I was quite young, given up drinking drugs, and I didn't think that you could have a problem so young, or even in your early 20s, I didn't think that you could have a problem getting sober because, you know, you think of TV show Shameless and like the Frank Gallagher's and old men in a room. You don't think of young people. So in that way, I didn't even think that I had an issue. I didn't even know that, you know, there was Alcoholics Anonymous in Ireland, let alone young people's. I didn't know there was a solution. So in that way, it was probably a bit scary, but there's so much information out there now that it's refreshing. But in getting sober young, it's been amazing. Like, I actually get to grow up in my youth. I get to experience the normal things that, you know, people my age look forward to, like getting your first car, going to college at the same time as them. I don't have to go through the same pain and misery that other people have to go through.
And John, does it feel like getting a second chance at life? I know very early on in our conversation, you said life is not easy. I mean, that nobody would suggest that because you've stopped drinking, everything is wonderful and you're running through fields of flowers and you know, life is beautiful. But you're dealing with the challenges that life deals us all in a very different way now, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Like, in the past, I dealt with those challenges of life through drinking. That was the crutch that I had to lean on. And obviously, it wasn't a very sustainable crutch. And like, the way I look at it is that, like, when I started drinking at the age of 16, and I think a lot of my emotional, personal growth went on pause. Because I didn't have to do any of the work when I was drinking. I could just relax and, you know, push everything away. Whereas now once the drinking stops, that's when kind of, you know, you get to learn how to live a meaningful life, you know. And it's definitely not easy. And, you know, within AA, there's the 12 steps. And that, for me, has been a hugely beneficial kind of pathway, and just sort of teaching me, first of all, about my alcoholism, but then actually giving me a toolkit to live a good life, you know, and to be a half decent person, and to be able to deal with these challenges when they arise. Like, and so I feel like I'm growing up for the first time, you know, like, and I hope to continue to grow up.
Well, John and Sarah, thank you both for joining us and for being so honest about what you've gone through and where you are today. And a reminder that the All-Ireland Convention of Young People in Alcoholics Anonymous International Convention is being held at the Shearwater Hotel and Spa in Ballinasloe in County Galway from the 27th to the 29th of March. That's the 27th to the 29th of March.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.